Z92.5, Kokomo's Variety. Z925FM.com at 7:12 Thursday morning. I'm Jessica Green. Time on from United Way is here and wearing one of her many hats, Lisa Holliday from Community Howard Regional Health in studio this morning representing the Alzheimer's Association. We've got the big walk coming up on Saturday already.
We do. We're so excited for it. We're hoping for a beautiful day, but who knows? But I tell you what, though, Alzheimer's Association, a wonderful, wonderful organization to help eradicate Alzheimer's disease. But it's this Saturday, Jackson Morrow Park, registration 9 o'clock, and the walk will begin at 10:15.
We're looking forward to it. We'll be there at the event having fun. Lisa, you'll be there. It's going to be a big crowd this year.
It is. We're excited. Every year, I've been involved with this probably the past 8 years, and every year it keeps getting bigger and bigger. I think more people are realizing what a dreadful disease it is, and they're coming out and they're supporting their family members, and they're memorizing their family members that they've lost via Alzheimer's disease. And you know, we have over 300 people signed up so far.
That's incredible.
So I expect another 50 to 100 showing up that aren't registered. So it's going to be a great event.
All right. So what time do we need to be there if we haven't gotten registered yet?
Yes, definitely. We want you to get registered at 9 a.m. The biggest reason that we want you to get registered is we want your information. We want to be able to share with you the information about the Alzheimer's disease. But not only that, but every registered walker gets the memory flower, which is a wonderful way to represent why you walk. So you pick up the flower. It's blue, purple, yellow, or orange, and it reflects why you're walking. You know, do you have Alzheimer's? Do you support Alzheimer's? Did you lose someone because of Alzheimer's? And you carry your flower at the beginning of the ceremony, which is a very emotional ceremony, so bring Kleenexes. But it's a great event, and they have a great mission, and it's something that everyone needs to be a part of. And if you don't want to come out and walk, just come out and be a part of it and learn more about the Alzheimer's disease.
It's scary.
It is. It's horrible. And, you know, I had a grandmother that passed away from dementia. So I know firsthand what it does to a family and what it does to that loved one and what they have to go through.
Well, and it creates shells of people. People who once lived vibrant lives are now forgetting, you know, maybe who they are and their family. And I think, you know, I think sometimes it's harder on the family than it is on the person with the actual disease.
It is.
But it's not easy for anyone going through
this. No, it's not. And the Alzheimer's Association puts that support group out there for those people that are dealing with it. So they have a great 1-800 number, great support groups. If you need more information, call the Alzheimer's Association 24/7, 800-272-3900. They can get you the information about the walk. They can get you information about the disease and information for help. You know, do you just need someone to talk to? You have questions. You just don't know what to do, and you're at your wit's end, and you need some support. Give them a call. That's what they're there for.
Especially maybe if you're a caregiver in the family. You know, if you're it's your mom or your dad or your sister or your brother, someone in your family who's being affected by Alzheimer's, you have everything else going on. Plus, on top of that, the stress that comes with taking care of an individual with Alzheimer's. This is why they have that hotline.
Yes.
It's for everybody.
It is. It is. And you can see for these, you know, these walks, you know, they bring in the money, but you see where the money goes. You see the research being done. You hear about you know, stuff happening all the time, and then you see the support that the Alzheimer's Association brings to the family members. They put a great resource guide out. They have the 1-800 number. They have support groups. They do clinical trials too. You know, if you want to be involved in this process, come to the Alzheimer's Walk this Saturday and learn how you can be a part of it and how you can help make a difference.
All right, that sounds great. More info, you can head to our website, z925fm.com. Are we still signing up in advance, or is it about that time where it's like, you know what? Just come out.
We do a cutoff sometime Friday night, to where if you register after that time, we won't really capture your data. So, you know, today's Thursday, get registered today. Tomorrow, just come in Saturday. We'd love to have you come out Saturday, fill out a paper registration form, see what it's all about, and participate with us.
Rain or shine at Jackson
Morrow
Park.
That is true. Bring your raincoats if it's raining, but we'll be out there, rain or shine.
Yes, we will. One more time, if we need to get pre-registered the day of the event, Lisa, what time should we be at
it
Jackson Morrow?
It is this Saturday at Jackson Morrow Park. Registration begins at 9. The walk ceremony begins about 10:15, and then we'll walk right after that.
All right, that sounds great. It's a 5K, right?
No. It's you do a lap. It's about 1 mile. You walk one lap, two laps. Some of the facilities, I think this is really neat, some of the facilities bring out their seniors, and they'll wheel them around halfway, and then bus will pick them, or their facility bus will pick them up. So, you know, they can't do a full lap, but they can do a half a lap. So come out and just be a part of it, whether it's one lap, half a lap, or no laps. See what it's all about.
Looking forward to it this Saturday. All the info available at z925fm.com, including that link for registration. Lisa, as always, thank you for the time, and we will see you Saturday, if not before.
Yes, definitely.
I'm sure I'll see you before then.
Probably.